Kenner midway down the back. She's out by four on Zipping Megatron to second. Then Ferdinand and El Sheba at the home corner. McKenna, she's four in front. Zipping Megatron's trying hard. McKenna's in front. This is the win of a lifetime. McKenna won the Golden Easter Egg and beat Zipping Megatron.
Yeah, it was a clean sweep for McKenna, who is one of the best greyhounds going around, winning the Golden Easter Egg final. They paid a big price and they got their return and their reward on Saturday night. Jason Adams joins us. How are you, Jace?
Good, Michael. And yeah, wrapped up in what McKenna was able to produce on Saturday night. And as you said, it was just continuous wins and a domination of such a significant series and probably of the kind that we haven't seen since Shoes of Pearl was in full flight and took the Easter Egg by the scruff of the neck. So, yeah, she's a Jet McKenna, and as you said, purchased for a significant prize. I reckon that happened on Cox Plate Day last year. So she didn't step out until February, and since then she's won four of four and clearly justified the figure of which she was purchased for. So that
do we know that figure?
$160,000 it was, so I'm sure her owner, George Alvaro, is probably not wrapped in that being spoken about. But, I mean, he's a lovely man who has a normal job outside of owning one of the best greyhounds in the country at the moment. He works in the fruit markets, starts work at midnight, doesn't wrap up until 9 a.m. So outside of that, he's clearly got a keen interest in the dog. So, yeah, massive performance from her and everyone involved as well, especially Victorian trainer Paula Bella, whose name's not on the form guide, but he's done a power of work to get her to how she performed over the past month. So epic win from her, and who knows what's ahead.
So 160,000 outlay, as you said, huge amount of money for a greyhound, but there is huge money now on offer for the best dogs in Australia. So what's on the table next for McKenna?
I assume she'll go towards the Sapphire Crown at Sandown coming up in the middle part of May. So they'll probably just have her come home, settle down, make sure she's cherry ripe and work out what's next. But I'd say that would be probably top of the agenda. But as you said, it's been justified. The 160 now translates into $350,000 first prize in that Golden Easter Egg. So big coin on the line, big risk to take, but they've come up trumps on that occasion.
Got a big ANZAC meeting this week, Thursday night at Sandown, the ANZAC Appeal Cup. What headlines have we got there in action?
Well, the mighty Hector Fawley's back in business, and he hasn't mucked around after winning the Sandgroper at Cannington last Thursday night. So he's clearly the headline act and will jump from the same draw of which he had in that Sandgroper final. So it's a pretty good race. The other notable name is Yachi Bale. So for the two biggest names to have the racing style of getting back in the field and charging home means it's going to be some sort of contest. And just on Hector Fawley, I mean, for anyone who saw that race last Thursday, do yourself a favour and check out the drone vision of that and the tenacity of Hector Fawley, the decision-making to burst through the pack down the back straight and go on to win. And a run down Sunset Fraser, and what was no more intimidating sight in racing than Hector Fawley on the charge late in the race. So, yeah, he's the headline act of that ANZAC Appeal Cup, and that is race 8 at Sandown on Thursday.
There's nothing bigger and better than the Warrnambool Cup doubleheader. You go to Warrnambool during the day, and then you head over to the Warrnambool Cup at night time. It's for stayers, true stayers. I mean, the human stayers, not the greyhounds. And we've got the heats on Thursday.
True stayers and well and truly hydrated. No two ways about that. I'm going down to the Warrnambool Cup for the first time next Wednesday, so I'll buckle up and see what's ahead.
You're going to do
right,
the doubleheader
this Thursday. I haven't thought about going to the Gallops during the day. It hasn't crossed my mind, but I'm sure you recommend it.
Oh, absolutely. You get there, Shark Nado, he leads the charge. So you can do the doubleheader with Shark.
Yeah, I got a glimpse of the momentum that Shark can carry at the Western Trilogy last week. So if you can replicate that, I'll be in your shadow. Don't worry about that. But the heats of the Warrnambool Cup this Thursday, I mean, the typical names are a part of it. Last Friday's Geelong Cup winner, Shimmer Shadow, is going to be there. Sandgroper Runners, Morton, Trooper Tears, Fernando Filmer, Punker Smokey, also a part of that. So those nominations don't shut until 11 a.m. today. If there's one you want to follow going through the series, his name's Kingsley Bale. He's nominated. He won at Warrnambool last week. And although he's only a few starts outside of restricted win racing, I reckon this boy's got what it takes to perform at the highest level. So he's not going to be rock bottom odds. I've got no doubt about that. And whatever heat he lines up in, he's a massive player. So that's Kingsley Bale. And he'll go around in one of those Warrnambool Cup heats on Thursday.
I like it. Is that the one we're backing, or have you got another tip for us?
No, a bit early in the week for me to hone in on the city meetings. But I think, yeah, whatever race he steps out in, let's hone in. Because he doesn't have that profile and sort of expectation at this point in time. But I think he's got the potential to absolutely carry that within a few starts.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. There's so much good racing still around the corner. We've got plenty to look forward to. We'll chat next week, Jase.
Will do, Michael. Enjoy.
Jason Adams with the Greyhound Update.